The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One of the things that is important in trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to know, of course, it's difficult and it's going to take time, but we do need to work on it. What is that? الرضا بقضاء الله نبلوكم بالشر والخير فتنة. Not good and evil in that sense, but rather what is favorable and what is unfavorable, what is desirable and what is undesirable in this material realm. Both will be brought to you. And inna ma'al usri yusra. You have hardship, there's difficult, there's undesirable, unfavorable things, and then there's favorable things, the things that are we desire, we like. In this realm, there's both. In the hereafter, for the believers, there's only khair, there's only favorable, desirable, enjoyable things waiting for them. And for the kuffar and the enemies of God, there's only shar awaiting them. Things that happen can be categorized in one of those two, in terms of us liking or disliking. It's either shar or khair. It's either usr or it's yusr. In terms of taklif, it's a whole different thing. We need to develop in ourselves الرِّضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ, whether it's the shar or the khair that comes our way, the desirable and the undesirable, whichever it is that comes our way, we need to see it to be from Allah and we need to be pleased with it. الرِّضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ, being pleased with it. This is very tough to do, especially in the context of taklif. So I'm going to talk a little bit about this so that we can conceptually differentiate between the two. So practically, while we have الرِّضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ, we can still have anger towards one of God's creation, which is our taklif. أمير المؤمنين صلى الله وسلامه عليه قسيم الجنة والنار. The scale of Iman that everyone was going to be measured compared to him, and the more similar you are, the higher level of Iman you have, and the more different you are, the lower you are. أمير المؤمنين got angry. But angry at what? Angry at whom? Angry at Allah? For why this is happening? No. رِضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ. While he had الرِضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ, he's completely pleased with what's happening. He has a taklif in the context of people not listening to his command, not because it's his command, but because God has said to command them when they disobey. That is the context of you being angry with them and speaking to them with that anger and saying, Ya ashbah al-rijal wa la rijal, those who resemble men but aren't men. Amir al-Mu'mineen did not look happy at all, and he wasn't. He wasn't happy with the people that he was addressing. He wished, he wished and said, I would have loved never to have seen you or known you. That shows that he's very unhappy and he's not making words up, empty words that he doesn't have. He feels that way internally. But towards whom? Towards Allah? No, towards them. That's his taklif. He's supposed to feel angry. He's supposed to feel upset. And he's supposed to speak with anger. There are times when you get angry, the taklif is actually, it's okay to feel anger, in a sense. Somebody disrespected you, okay, the feeling came, all right. Well, that's the feeling came. How are you going to respond? Should I speak with anger? If it was someone that didn't realize what they're doing, or they did realize, but in the sense of, yeah, they slapped me or they disrespected me and they knew they were disrespecting me, but they're an ignorant person. They didn't realize what a bad thing they're doing. Or whatever other context that God has said, be patient with them. Well, in that context, the feeling comes, act patiently with them. Overlook their misdeed. Don't speak to them in that way. But there are certain times that God says, no, show your anger. Be angry. Remain angry. Show it in your speech, in your behavior, in a certain way. Meaning you're not allowed to just do whatever in that context because you're angry. No, even in that case, Amir al-Mu'minin could have, he single-handedly took out the gate of Khaybar. Single-handedly, the people that he was addressing and saying, you're disobeying me, if they would have seen a few of them lifted the way that gate of Khaybar was, all together, wrapped in a bundle, and he lift them and throw them, and they land God knows where, well, that'll be enough. Everybody's going to be all ears and listening to Ali ibn Abi Talib. Ali ibn Abi Talib doesn't want to listen, doesn't want them to listen to him because they're afraid of him. He's not like Muawiyah. So God says, no, I don't. That's not how you're going to show your anger. Show it by expressing that you're angry at what you're doing, what they're doing. In speech, speak to them in that way. Talk to them and try to convince them what they're doing is very wrong with that speech, with that display of anger. If they listen, they listen. They don't listen, your taklif is done. While he's angry at them, not at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At every point, whatever happens, and the focus right now, because this is where to be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings about, the more difficult part is what's undesirable. What's desirable, it's easy to say alhamdulillah, you know, it's I'm pleased with what God has given me. But when it's difficult, so now that the confusion, like to think that a person who is pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings their way does not look angry at a time where something happens, or at any time, to think that, oh, you're never going to be angry. Why? Because I'm pleased with whatever happens. That's a misunderstanding of this. You're never angry with God. You're never angry with God. With His creation, sometimes God says, I want you to be. The verses of the Quran is that God's wrath includes certain people. For those people, part of God's wrath is a believer's wrath towards them, the way God says it, and whatever way He says it needs to be expressed. So to say that, no, I'm not going to be angry at all because رِضَى بِقَضَاءِ اللَّهِ, that is incorrect. It may be a taklif to feel angry and to show anger towards a person, a creation, a people. It may be not a taklif, but okay to feel angry at a creation for it not functioning or whatever. That's something that needs to be looked into, whatever God says. If God says, no, I don't want you to be angry at an object that doesn't function, okay, I can't be angry at it. I'm supposed to change that, my behavior at least. If He says, it's okay if you feel angry, but cap it and don't express it. Okay, I'm not going to express it there. If He says it's okay to be angry and it's okay to express it, you get angry, throw that thing against the wall, it's okay. If He says it's okay, then all right, it's okay. It's not taklif, but if you feel like doing it, you said it's okay, okay, I'll do it. So I'm angry, but angry at what? At whom? At Allah or this object?
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar, Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.